Hello, everyone. It is 4:28 p.m. on the 30th of November. You're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, and I've got some clips today, and maybe not really much more butt clips today. I think I'm going to be a little bit lazy, I guess the word is. I'm not sure. But this is pretty important. This is Dr. Buttar. And this clip is at band.video, and it he Dr. Buttar has really been giving us a lot of information about what's happening and what the New World Order is going to do next. So this is well, it's stunning.
By December 2020, these are concentration camps they're talking about. Daily new cases of COVID-19 will surge beyond capacity of testing. Interesting that they already know that they're going to surge, right? Why? Because they know that if there is such a virus out there, assuming that there's a real virus out there, the testing is already going, it's already predetermined. They're testing, they're attenuating, they're basically amplifying the RT-PCR test to the point that every human being will test positive. That's what their goal is. All right, so the new daily cases of COVID. Daily new cases of COVID will surge beyond capacity of testing, including increases in COVID-related deaths following the same growth curves expected by end of November 2020. Complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first and second rolling phase restrictions, expected by end of December 2020, early January 2021. Reform and expansion of the unemployment program to be transitioned into the universal basic income program, expected by quarter one 2021. Projected COVID-19 mutation and or co-infection with secondary virus referred to as COVID-21, leading to a third wave with much higher mortality rate and higher rate of infection expected by February 2021.
This came out months and months ago. People are like, oh, it's not real. Now I have Reuters, all of them saying the same thing. It was a real document. Labor Party calls for quarantines, forced inoculation, permanent lockdown, all of it. But did you hear the key? Did you hear the key? A more deadly mutation, because they've already got it loaded and ready, as I said 10 months ago. I studied the enemy. So they've got the new one. Once you accept lockdown, now they go, okay, they're accepting it, hit them.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a 3 month day, over a
3 month. 3 month period. So that was 6 months ago. That's David Beasley, head of the UN Food Program. I don't just believe the UN. I've looked at the numbers. There's probably more people starving to death because they don't call it starvation unless it's on a toe tag. If it's malnutrition, you just die of the first virus comes along because of malnutrition. Just like so many Americans are obese, but they're not getting the right nutrition. I'm not perfect either. I eat like a pig. At least I supplement on top of it so I don't get sick hardly ever. And I got a lot of stamina and libido. But again, they know what they're doing. Here's Richard Ryan, head of the UN Global Emergency Disease Response, saying, we're coming in your houses to take you out. Well, they started doing it in Spain, in Australia, everywhere they got people in line, in key cities controlled by leftists. And they say that in this Labor Party secret document that leaked 6 months ago. It's now confirmed. Everything in that document, they now admit is real. They've had hearings in Parliament in Ottawa, admitting that it's all a takeover. It's a political operation. It's so damn criminal. Just like they're stealing the election. Here's what this monster Ryan had to say.
And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Oh, just like you keep the baby comfortable when you harvest its organs in a safe and dignified manner? Oh, it's like the CIA would say, we torture people in a very safe and dignified manner. It's very professional. This is all sycophantic bureaucrats and their takeover. And Klaus Schwab admits, running all this from the Davos Group, that COVID's just the cover. Bill Gates says COVID's just a drill. We're bringing in the New World Order. We're cutting your carbon. And they're doing it all. Now, this is a short segment. When we come back, I'm going to get to a doctor, Dr. Matar, who, again, this video goes viral. People ask, is this real? And I saw this and remembered in the last 8 months we saw this build up. It's 10 months now. And I'm like, yeah, of course it's real. But see, that's the thing is, Joseph Goebbels, I've read some of his writings, the Nazi propagandist, he said, don't make your propaganda too complex. Don't get into the fine minutiae, because that trains people to think complex. You want to dumb them down with the propaganda and make it real simple. And so you want to speak to their laziness and just say, oh, don't worry about it. It's not going on. That's probably not real. And that's the attitude when I'm like, hey, you know, Bill Gates ran the Wuhan lab with Fauci and all the bird flu, gain-of-function bat coronavirus research. You know, here it came out 5 years ago. They said it was really dangerous. And then China ran the cover-up with them. And the China admits it's a weapon and it's gain-of-function, so it never goes away. And it always reinfects. So we're always guilty forever. We're always fighting an enemy that can't be defeated. People just go, dude, nobody knows this stuff. Stop acting like you're smart. And I'm like, I'm not acting like I'm smart. These are enemies. I've studied our enemy. I know what they're doing. I know what's coming next. And now, thanks to you, the listeners, I want to thank you so much. And thanks to God, first and foremost, you kept my crazy ass on the air. And now our listeners are just skyrocketing, which is dangerous for me. But I'm here to take my licks. I'm in Jesus Christ's hands. So I'm not up here going, oh, my show's big. I want to be the biggest. That's not – I want to go live on a farm. I'm sick of this, but I got to fight. And I just want you to know, we were supposed to be off air. Everybody else is going to be off the air soon. And then finally they're going to come bust a cap in my ass probably. But it doesn't matter. It's all in Jesus' hands. I can't wait to be with the Lord. I don't want to die. I can make suicide, but I don't fear these people at all. Stuff for little children, though. But we're going to be here through it all. And you're going to face it all. The Antichrist, world government, brain chipping, everything. And you're going to finally find out who you're going to serve. You're going to finally choose who you're going to join. Here is a video from 6 months ago, and now they're doing it. People criticizing the lockdown in Australia and Canada are now being arrested and taken to secret facilities and disappearing. And the liberals are like, that's good. Kill fascists. So see, you tell a leftist, hey, lockdowns are fighting Nazis. Oh, good. Your country existing is Nazi. Oh, get rid of my country. These people are so sick, but they're millennials and others that have been given everything, and they just want to be on the winning team. They're not on the winning team. So again, I am your host, Alex Jones, on this live Friday edition. If you pull up the headline of the live show today, it says it all. And the magnitude of this is just totally unspeakable. They are now officially rolling this system out with the AI surveillance grid, with all of it, to enforce this societal takeover that causes a global societal collapse. And then they will reorganize society with a universal income that makes you a slave. A slave in the bottom of a slave ship coming over from Africa or in the back of a wagon out of Germany into Rome thousands of years ago was given food to keep the slave alive. But you are not free. And so they admit that's what this is, and they say it's to get you ready for sterilization. And they're going to give you vaccines that sterilize you, bare minimum, and then also give you cancer. The way it works is they go embed in your cells, start replicating. Your body defeats it the first few times, then it reinfects. And that's really what COVID-19 is. COVID-19 is the opening salvo for a whole family of viruses that are in the COVID chimera family that are going to be brought out. COVID is like a starter pistol cartridge. It's got powder in it. It makes a gunshot noise. And if you put a starter pistol to your head, it'll blow gas out of the barrel into your brain and kill you. You know, that's how Bruce Lee's son died, was playing around with a starter pistol. A lot of folks do that. But if you put a bullet in it, it's very deadly. And so that's what it is. It's a gain-of-function spreader system to infect everyone. So infection is what's bad. Infection is the crime. Infection is the big deal, not the death rate. They had to kill a lot of old folks. Count folks that died of flu and gunshot wounds and car wrecks in the column. Now that local doctors know about that, they're refusing when ordered to put COVID-19 on the death certificates like they did 6 months ago. They understood it was political. They said no. The left's like, fine, we won't talk about increased deaths. We will simply say, look, the number of infections is going up correspondingly with the testing. Elon Musk took 4 tests. 2 came up positive, 2 came up negative. Tanzanian president, who's a scientist, sent off a bunch of tests. He sent off more than 20, but the ones that got attention was the goat and the papaya. Both the goat and the papaya came up positive. And, you know, he thought this must be staged because something like 80% of the tests the UN was getting out of their country were saying the Tanzanians had this, but they weren't sick. He said, I think the test is faulty by design. He's a scientist. And sure enough, the goat, the papaya, the cabbage, some other animal, all had it, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. Over 20 things they tested. It's all a fraud. It's all a lie. It's all a scam. And it's only going to get worse until we say no. So here's the health director of Quebec City, Canada. It's in French. I won't play the whole thing. But they say if you criticize the lockdown, you'll be taken to the FEMA center. It's the same thing up there. And here's a little bit of this guy, this little tyrant.
Docteur Girard, avant de terminer, il y a une journaliste qui ne pouvait pas être présente ici qui demande brièvement, est-ce que des ordonnances ont été émises à l'endroit des clients récalcitrants?
Yes.
Merci, Docteur Girard.
All right, that's enough. Now, this is a medical tyranny, not, oh, listen to the doctors, they're the scientists, they know, you don't know. Well, most of the doctors say it's all a hoax and a fraud, a scam. Okay? Most of the doctors know it's a giant fraud. But they don't get to have voices. In fact, they get shut down online because we've got to listen to the scientists, these few select people like Fauci and this dirtbag. Let's listen to Dr. Buttar, who's a medical doctor. He has a show that's popular called Ask Buttar. And here he is. This is being censored off Facebook, off Twitter, off everywhere. So we're going to add it to the censored page at band.video. And he's reading a real document. I've got it all right here. It's in the news months after this came out. But this is going viral now. And so here's what they don't want you to see. The full video is posted in the live show feed today under my live show feed at Historic Friday Transmission. UN announces planetary lockdown concentration camps for dissenters. Only President Trump and we, the free people of the planet, stand in the way of world government depopulation plan. Alex Jones reports from deep in the swamp of D.C., on the eve of the Stop the Steal march on Saturday at the White House. And a lot of folks are here. It's big crowds are showing up, so be sure and get here, folks. This is historic. You won't show up for a peaceful march. You won't show up for the fight. This will stop the fight if it's big enough. But let's go to Dr. Buttar. Here it is.
Sent to me, and I'll just say her first name to protect her identity. Denise, D-E-N-Y-S-E. Maybe that's not protecting identity because that's not a common name. But anyway, Denise is her name. And she sent an email. And this email talked about something that's happening in Canada. The subject was leaked email from Liberal Party of Canada lays out the plan for what's going to happen in November, December, and then the first and second and third quarters of 2021. Now, this is not based upon what a person's opinion is or conjecture is. This is based upon what actually happened at a meeting in the legislative bodies on the Liberal side in Canada. So here's what it comes down to. The roadmap and aim was set out by the PMO and is as follows. And I hate looking down when I'm reading this, so let me see if I can read it this way. All right. Phase in secondary lockdown restrictions on a rolling basis, starting with major metropolitan areas first and expanding outward, expected by November 2020. Next one, rush the acquisition of or construction of isolation facilities across every province and territory, expected by December 2020. These are concentration camps they're talking about. Daily new cases of COVID-19 will surge beyond capacity of testing. Interesting that they already know that they're going to surge, right? Why? Because they know that if there is such a virus out there, assuming that there's a real virus out there, the testing is already going, it's already predetermined. They're testing, they're attenuating, they're basically amplifying the RT-PCR test to the point that every human being will test positive. That's what their goal is. All right, so the new daily cases of COVID, daily new cases of COVID will surge beyond capacity of testing, including increases in COVID-related deaths following the same growth curves expected by end of November 2020. Complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first and second rolling phase restrictions, expected by end of December 2020, early January 2021. Reform and expansion of the unemployment program to be transitioned into the universal basic income program, expected by quarter one, 2021. Projected COVID-19 mutation and or co-infection with secondary virus referred to as COVID-21, leading to a third wave with much higher mortality rate and higher rate of infection expected by February 2021. Daily new cases of COVID-21 hospitalizations and COVID-19 and COVID-21 related deaths will exceed medical facility capacities.
Guys, bring me on. Guys, back that up 20 seconds and come back. And again, I have, this came out months and months ago. People are like, oh, it's not real. Now I have Reuters, all of them saying the same thing. It was a real document. Labor Party calls for quarantines, forced inoculation, permanent lockdown, all of it. But did you hear the key? Did you hear the key? A more deadly mutation, because they've already got it loaded and ready, as I said 10 months ago. I studied the enemy. So they've got the new one. Once you accept lockdown, now they go, okay, they're accepting it, hit them. I want to be clear here. Again, Alex Jones back live from Washington, D.C. on the eve with a big march tomorrow at 12 noon right outside the White House. Most people aren't inherently evil. We're all fallen. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, but we still love God. We love justice. But there are people that love Satan. Take Fauci right behind me if you're a TV viewer. He is acting like he is happy as a pig, and you know what? And I've been watching all the former Homeland Security heads talk about the permanent lockdown, how they're taking over, how great it is. It makes you all Al-Qaeda suspects. And all they're doing is making the test more and more sensitive, where if there's any viral debris or bacterial debris, it says you have COVID. It's very simple. It's a little computer, a swab up your nose, and the computer sees what's going on. And it's why one person says positive, one person says negative. But you get the flu, you get pneumonia, they're going to kill your ass with the intubation if you go to the wrong hospital. So this is life and death to warn everyone we know. And stop being these people that just look at our phones all day but talk to other people. That's the real fight here. I want to take your calls about the election fraud, about what President Trump should do.
This next clip is General Flynn with an emergency message to America.
What's happening in this country should never happen. And we are going through, there's no doubt in my mind, we're going through a crucible of history. And if we don't correct what it is that's happening right now over the next couple of weeks, then I really hate to even think about what will happen in our country going forward into the latter part of December and certainly into the next month. I do not believe for a second that the country will accept Vice President Biden as the next president based on what we know to be probably the greatest fraud that our country has ever experienced in our history. I mean, what we're seeing, what I'm in right in the middle of it right now, and I will tell you that, first of all, the president has clear paths to victory. They have clear paths to victory, and they actually don't require a lot of courtroom action. What they require is they require a lot of honesty out of elected officials and, frankly, a lot of Americans who are coming forward and telling us their stories. I mean, the hundreds and hundreds of Americans around the country in different states, not just the swing states, but many, many other states that are coming forward with their stories and putting them down on affidavits as witnesses. We had We had probably 10 or 12 affidavits come in from one particular state today. And because there's been a number of threats to people, these particular patriots, they sent their photos in with their affidavits and said, put mine up at the top of the list, because I want people to know that I'm not going to be afraid of these people that are threatening our country and our way of life. And so I say all that, and on one hand, and the other hand, as I just described, we have clear paths to victory for this president. And frankly, he's going to win Pennsylvania. He's going to win Arizona. He's going to win Georgia. He's going to win Nevada. He's going to win Michigan. And the other one that he's probably going to pull in is Wisconsin too, because there's a discrepancy in Wisconsin of 130,000 fraudulent ballots that they just found, they just discovered. So there's a lot of things happening, and it's all, to me, it's all positive. I was asked today, on a scale of 1 to 10, who will be the next president, and I said 10, it'll be Donald Trump. It'll be President Trump. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that he won this election hands down in a landslide, probably somewhere between 350 and 400 electoral college votes. What we have seen is over, and I know this, I mean, over the last probably two decades and probably longer, I could, give you a little bit of a history lesson in that, but I won't. But over the last couple of decades, what we have seen is a complete shift in how fast I believe that Communist China, in their long-term plan, decided that to sort of move up their plans to become the global superpower, sole global superpower on the planet. And their sort of plan was by about the middle of this century that we're in right now. And I believe when during the last 2016 election, when they didn't get the candidate that they needed and the kind of ideology that they saw America moving towards, they were not going to allow 2020 to happen. And so now what we have is this theft with mail-in ballots, the theft with this software, Smartmatic software, and Dominion, these Dominion systems. I mean, these are systems that are not owned by this country. They're not owned by this country. They're owned by other, they were introduced into this country. I mean, how can we say, as the United States of America, how can we say that we accept a system that is not made in this country, and not even, and in many cases, the ballots aren't even tallied in this country? How can we say that here in this country, that we accept that? The one thing, and for you all and for all your listeners, the one most precious thing that makes me the same as the wealthiest guy or gal on the planet, or the poorest person in America, what makes us equal is when we go in to a voting booth and we close that curtain, or we go in there and we lean over to vote, my vote matters the same as the guy who's the richest guy, in America. It matters the exact same. That's where we are equal. And that's why this has to be fair and free. And it was not. And we probably, in fact, we know we have evidence of previous elections where this happened as well. But we're now focused on this one. And I'm going to tell you, we're not in this to lose. We are not in this to lose these battles.
Might be a good place to stop. That was General Flynn talking about the current situation with the election. And I think I'm going to do one more clip, and this is about the global reset that is coming. And bear with me just a second.
They knew.
I'm going to move this a little bit.
Bill Gates will actually be the shadow commander of the G7. Now the UK is going to have the rotating post. I mean, Gates is like everywhere.
Well, it works like this. We have this global cult, which has the spider in the shadows that is directing through the web through secret societies, semi-secret groups, organizations like the Bilderberg Group. Schwab was on the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group, by the way. And it plays out into the public arena through governments and government agencies and banking systems and corporations and Silicon Valley and so on. So you've got the spider, and the spider dictates its personnel. And when you look at Gates, he's been brought forward for a very long time to be a front man for the cult. That's what he is. That's why he's in the position he is. And they have this system, Soros is another one, whereby when you are a front man for the cult, you can get very, very rich doing it, not least because they give you technology out of the underground bases. They've got to get this technology, all this technology, building this smart grid, is coming out the underground bases. But they need a cover story to get it out of there and into the public arena. So they have all these front people and front corporations that say, oh, yeah, we've just discovered something new. Well, you haven't. It's come out of the underground bases. Notice that as this technology plays out, there's never a period where people are sitting around a table, strumming their fingers, waiting for some geek in Silicon Valley to invent the next level of what they need. It just flows out one after the other because it's being coming out of the underground bases and the secret project.
David, you're totally right. My dad in the 60s was at UT in like some secretive programs, and they already had CD-ROMs 20 years before they supposedly came out. I mean, it's just all being handed out. Who's behind it? Who's in the center of the web? Lynn Wood, the big lawyer, has reportedly got videos of them shredding ballots in Georgia. We'll cover that next hour. This election is being stolen from the American people by the globalist candidate, Joe Biden. We've got David Icke with us on fire, predicted the whole lockdown, the whole new world order, the upping of the test where everybody's positive. Now I read the headlines. Checkpoints in New York, checkpoints in California, checkpoints in Australia. They say they're going to drag people away to COVID facilities. My God, I mean, this is the point of resistance that we're really reaching. David Icke, davidicke.com, best-selling author. People can find all his information at davidicke.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, we're to the third hour of the global transmission right now. Center of the web, the spider. I know you explained it's energy, it's off-world, it's anti-human. The Bible says that. Every ancient culture says that. But all of this is moving ahead so quickly now. How do we resist it? What do we say? What do we do? And what are you predicting is coming next? Then I want to ask you about people like Bill Gates and like the James Bond villain, Klaus Schwab. Again, why they're being so public about it.
If I could just pick up on Gates from what I said just before the break, they get phenomenally rich by being frontmen for this whole thing. But there's always a rider, and that is that you have to take vast amounts of the wealth that you accrue by being one of their frontmen, and you have to spend it on advancing the agenda under the guise behind the smokescreen of philanthropy. This is how it works. This is the Rockefeller Foundation, and it's the Gates Foundation. So, my last book came out this year, The Answer, which was 80% written before the lockdowns kicked in and all this stuff started, had so many mentions of Bill Gates in the first 80% of the book for all the areas of the Great Reset, we now call it, that he was funding through the Gates Foundation. So just before it all kicked off, what did Gates do? He stood down from Microsoft and said he wanted to concentrate on his philanthropic interests. No, he knew this was coming. Of course he did. And so he stepped down so he could front this up. And because, this web absolutely involves at a very significant high level the Rockefellers. And you've got the Gates family and the Rockefellers going way back. In fact, I've seen genealogy that claims that if you go far enough back, the Rockefeller family and the Gates family fuse. So because all this has been prepared for so long, you had the cult via the Rockefellers creating the World Health Organization, which is now run by Gates, who is its biggest funder. And from that central point, they have orchestrated this entire pandemic hoax. I'm banned from everything that Buddy moves in the mainstream internet because, of course, Silicon Valley said that anyone that challenges the World Health Organization version of the pandemic is going to be censored. And so you have this web, which has one part of it, the World Health Organization, but another part of the web is Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. And so they work as one unit. They appear to be, to the population in general, unconnected and not in any way working as one. But through the web, directed by the spider at the center, they are all working to the same end. This is why Silicon Valley is doing all this censorship. Why? What's happening
by
now?
By the way, that's all admitted that they're coordinated now. So yeah. What is the end game? I mean, obviously, merges with machines. Klaus Schwab says that. What is the timetable? Because it's accelerating now.
You had Zuckerberg last week in one of these virtual Capitol Hill committees admitting that they collaborate with Twitter, et cetera, in their censorship and who they censor and what they censor for. It's all coordinated. And the more that this happens, the more you are seeing what's happening is the hidden is becoming the seen. And yes, what we're looking at and what we're facing is very dangerous, but it's very dangerous for them as well. Because
I agree. Let's talk about that. How's their New World Order going? They don't seem too happy. Their body language, they look pretty scared.
Well, maybe that's a good place to stop. I'm going to be staying in the background today and not really saying too much. Hope you've enjoyed these clips. A lot of food for thought. And I appreciate everyone that's been listening to the show. Thank you very much. Have a great day.